A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had likewise been invited to the celebration. At a certain point, the wine ran out, and Jesus' mother told him, "They have no more wine." Jesus replied, "Woman, how does this concern of yours involve me? My hour has not yet come." His mother instructed those waiting on the table, "Do whatever he tells you." As prescribed for Jewish ceremonial washings, there were at hand 6 stone water jars, each one holding 15 to 25 gallons. "Fill those jars with water," Jesus ordered, at which they filled them to the brim. Now he said, "Draw some out and take it to the waiter in charge." They did as he instructed them. The waiter in charge tasted the water made wine, without knowing where it had come from. Only the waiters knew, since they had drawn the water. Then the waiter in charge called the groom over and remarked to him, "People usually serve the choice wine first, then when the guests have been drinking a while, a lesser vintage. What you have done is keep the choice wine until now." Jesus performed this first of his signs at Cana in Galilee. Thus did he reveal his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, along with his mother and brothers and disciples. But they stayed there only a few days. The Gospel of the Lord. When I look back at my own wedding day, I remember the details my husband and I went into planning it. We agonized over what to put in our mass booklet, what the non-Catholics might need to follow along, whether to take pictures before Mass or after, whether to hang appropriate banners behind the altar. This was the 70s, after all. But when the big day arrived, there were so many little things that defied planning. We had the reception at my parents' home, and we hadn't even thought of where 200 people would park. Some had to walk several blocks. Frankly, I think some gave up. And who would know that the Phoenix Suns would be in a deathly battle of basketball for the championship that would go into several overtimes? Very few people saw us cut the cake. They were inside watching the final overtime in my dad's den. But despite all the overlooked details, our wedding day was full of joy and lovely memories. And our marriage of 35 years is still blessed because both of us came into the marriage prepared to be surprised. We had little preconceived notions of what our marriage would be like. We loved each other and knew that God was at the center of our union. But other than that, we winged it. In today's gospel, I am sure that the wedding at Cana was planned with much detail. But who knew how thirsty the guests would be that day? And so they ran out of wine. I guess there might be some theological discussion on whether Jesus, being all God and all man, planned to perform his first miracle at Cana ahead of time. But the gospel story seems to point to the opposite fact, that this miracle happened because he was there, his mother saw a need, and trusted that Jesus would fulfill it. How simpler and fuller our lives would be if we could live every day with the miracle of Cana, to have the faith of the Virgin Mary that her Son and our Lord Jesus Christ would handle our problems as he sees fit. After all, the wine that Jesus created was so much better than what had been planned beforehand. We must remember that no matter how much we try to plan our lives, God has other plans. And when we trust in him, there will be joy and fulfillment. There's an old saying that when God closes a door, somewhere he opens a window. When life seems to hold hard decisions for us, or when there seems to be no hope, we can turn to our Mother Mary for help and guidance, to see with her eyes of faith that her Son, our Lord, will always be there to turn our water into wine.